91.7 KAXC Grand Rapids, 90.5 KBXC Bagley, Bemidji, 89.9 Brainerd, and on your smart speaker. We are People Powered Radio in Northern Minnesota. Join us at KAXC.org.
I'm Nick Spitzer, remembering the late saxophone colossus Sonny Rollins, who passed away in May 2026 at age 95. Sonny Rollins was known for his cool post-bop jazz sound, something he brought to his own compositions and to popular tunes, including cowboy songs and other familiar melodies.
To me, it's all Americana because I grew up going to the movies and, you know, the whole Western thing was part of my growing up, really.
The introspective Sonny Rollins, a man of great discipline, will hear how he did it. Speaking of cowboys and jazz, two of my favorite topics, we'll hear Ella Mae Moore singing Cow Cow Boogie, Willie Nelson's Redheaded Stranger, and New Orleans guitarist Danny Barker with a song of cowboy life. Let's start with a visit to that jazz byway called Green Dolphin Street. Nancy Wilson with George Shearing's quintet on American Roots.
Lover, one lovely day, love came planning to stay. Green Dolphin Street supplied the setting for nights beyond forgetting. Moments apart, memories live in my heart. When I recall the love I found on, I could kiss the ground on Green Dolphin Street.
This is Sonny Rollins. You're listening to American Roots. Stay tuned.
Thank you. beloved Sonny Rollins composition, performed there in 1954 with Rollins on tenor sax, the ensemble led by Miles Davis on trumpet, Horace Silver piano, Percy Heath bass, and Kenny Clark on drums. That's from the Miles recording Bag's Groove. We'll be talking with Sonny Rollins later this hour. He grew up in Harlem and heard some great musicians, including the Stride Piano Man and all-around entertainer Fats Waller, heard here in 1937. My Window Faces South on American Roots.
Way down upon the Swanee River, don't worry about Swanee, don't worry about Swanee, 'cause my window faces the south. I'm almost halfway to heaven. The snow is falling, still I can see fields of cotton smiling at me. 'Cause my window faces the south. And though I'm far from the Swanee, I'm never frowning or down in the mouth, 'cause my window faces the south.
He's what you call a swing half breed, singing his cow. boogie in the strangest way. Come a tie, come a tie, yip, tie.
From Mansfield, Texas, at age 17 with the Cow Cow Boogie. That became the first gold single for Capitol Records in 1942, the same year that that cowboy song was written by Harlem trumpeter Benny Carter for an Abbott and Costello movie, Ride 'em Cowboy, a film that also featured Ella Fitzgerald in her first motion picture role. Sounds like there were urban cowboys and girls from coast to coast. And it's part of the formative world of our guest this hour, Sonny Rollins, who also has some English Caribbean musical influences, and that is coming up on American Roots.
All this year, we're celebrating 50 years of KAXE, the first rural public radio station in the nation. Creativity, news, music, people, conversations, all of that for 50 years.
It's just like I always like to say, you know, even a blind pig finds an acorn once in a while.
Well, you take care there.
All righty. Just before I leave, another philosophical thought here just come to me. Just remember this. One good turn gets most of the covers.
How does that work with the tomatoes rotating a crop? You know, can you plant tomatoes 2 years?
We talk local food again this Wednesday morning, and we're talking about wild foods again today, Maggie. Our guest this morning is Alma Christensen, and Alma has...
I'm Heidi Holton, and you can make a difference for the future of KAXE. Become a member. Go to KAXE.org.
I'm Nick Spitzer. This is American Roots, where we're setting the scene for the great tenor sax player Sonny Rollins, a man known to play calypso in nearly every live set. We've got two tunes that herald that connection of the English Caribbean in jazz. One coming up from Dizzy Gillespie. First, though, the Jamaican guitarist and singer Lord Flea with his Calypsonians. They're saluting Dizzy Gillespie and all his favorite jazz men in 1957 with Calypso Bebop on American Roots.
This bebop music is really terrific. This bebop music is really terrific. I merely went crazy when I hear the record of Gillespie. He really enchanted me just to hear him play anthropology.
Shabalahoo-ya, shabalahoo-ya cool. Shabalahoo-ya, shabalahoo-ya cool.
Yes, sir. Calypso is really sweeter to recommend artists. Charlie Parker and D. Miles Davis. This one is a smasher. I expect to compose another. I nearly went crazy when I hear the record of Gillespie. He really enchanted me just to hear him play anthropology.
Shabalahoo-ya, shabalahoo-ya-koo.
Skillet, 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 skillet.
different composers. Now this is the first one. Lionel Hampton, here comes Stan Kenton. I nearly went crazy when I hear the record of Gillespie. He really enchanted me just to hear him play a tune they call Good Beat.
Shab shab adab, shab adab 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 shab adab.
I love you, I want you to be by my side. Your love I can never hide. Calypso, come back to me. Calypso, come back to me. Calypso, come back to me. Calypso, come back. Please come back.
Dizzy Gillespie on trumpet, championing all things Caribbean, with James Moody on tenor and Kenny Barron on the keys, sending their calypso greetings, Trinidad Hello, from the 1964 album Jambo Caribe. Our guest also has a Caribbean connection.
Late tenor saxophonist Sonny Rollins was one of the premier players in jazz. Rollins has been a favorite of both fans and critics, traversing bebop and cool with a strong melodic sound.
The calypso rhythm that Sonny Rollins captured on one of his best-known tunes, St. Thomas, comes from family life. Sonny's parents were natives of the Virgin Islands. Sonny was born Walter Theodore Rollins in 1930 and grew up in Harlem. His brother and sister were classically trained musicians, but Sonny turned to jazz early, and by his 20s, he was playing tenor sax with top jazz men like Bud Powell, Miles Davis, and Thelonious Monk. By the late 1950s, Sonny Rollins had a long list of recordings to his name. Many are still classics today, including Saxophone Colossus, Tenor Madness, and Freedom Suite. Sonny Rollins' music ranges from social statements to sweet remakes of popular songs. He absorbed it all in his youth, the sounds of his neighborhood, the radio and movies, and the music in his household.
My mother had a lot of these Caribbean records, so I heard a lot of Caribbean records at home. And my mother would take me to some of these Caribbean dances, so I heard it there, but generally, in the neighborhood, I heard more mainland jazz, you know, people like Fats Waller and so forth.
They have a new expression along Old Harlem Way that tells you when a party is 10 times more than gay.
Is there a connection between those early days and your love of those kinds of stage performers in the popular, jazz of the day?
Yeah, I think so, Nick, because when I listened to Fats Waller on the radio, it gave me such a feeling of beatitude, almost.
The piano's thumping, the dancers are bumping. This here spot is more than hot. In fact, the joint is jumping.
Then, of course, when I heard Louis Jordan and that great band he had, the Timpani Five, and he was playing saxophone, and I loved the saxophone. So it was all sort of laid out for me, really, at an early age.
This ain't no jam, the jam can scram. Baby, come on and knock me a kiss.
I was born in Harlem proper, which was sort of the lowlands. And then we moved up on the hill, which was sort of a upscale area. And all of the top people in the black community lived up there, W.E.B. Du Bois, Thurgood Marshall. I used to see him. A lot of great jazz musicians. Duke Ellington lived nearby. And Coleman Hawkins, my idol on tenor saxophone. He lived right around the corner. So
what a neighborhood.
It was fantastic. Yeah, it was fantastic. I liked the way Coleman Hawkins always carried himself in a very respectable, dignified manner. And that appealed to me a lot because I was sort of a socially conscious guy by dint of my grandmother, who was a big Garvey and Paul Robeson follower and As a kid, we would march up and down Lenox Avenue, you know, with our rallies for Paul Robeson and so on. So, you know, as teenagers, we would watch all these guys. And as I look back, it was a great, great place to grow up in.
You mentioned Paul Robeson being in the neighborhood. And if we fast forward up to the recordings right after 9/11, Without a Song, you are, in a sense, digging back to that, but bringing it up to a current moment, a very emotional moment in American life.
Right. That's a reference to Paul Robeson. Right. He did that song. That song stayed with me, and all those songs stay with me. I mean, you know, all the movies that I went to, and the radio and movies, which was the media in those days. I am a guy that can bring out old songs, which I do often, much to the consternation of my musicians.
Yeah, your movie repertoire is amazing. I really loved when you did the Western stuff. I'm an old cowhand.
Right. Movie.
You can connect to modern jazz and cowboys all in one moment, which is a remarkable thing, I think.
Yeah. Well, to me, it's all Americana because I grew up going to the movies, and I would spend a lot of time with my uncle, and he'd take me to these cowboy movies. And boy, did I like that. So, you know, the whole Western thing was part of my growing up, really.
Talk about the frontier of bebop. You're growing up through a moment when you've got Charlie Parker and Dizzy Gillespie, obviously Miles Davis and Monk. What's your first memory of Thelonious Monk?
Well, I played with on a little job in Harlem. The bandstand was up over the bar, you know, one of these really small places, and Monk played opposite us. Later on, of course, Monk was one of the people that expressed a liking for my work, encouraged me a great deal. He was one of my teachers, really. I'd learned a lot from playing with Monk.
That interests me in listening to you playing with Monk and you in general is that both of you improvise so much on melody, and to me it makes it very approachable for a lot of listeners.
Well, I like melodies, you know. I like singers. I like Billie Holiday, Billy Eckstine, Nat King Cole. So I think that my playing reflects that. Some people play the chord changes. I play more according to the melody. It's just my particular way of improvising, you know.
Mm-hmm. I'm looking at a recording, Bags Groove, with Miles Davis, and you're there in 1954. I wondered about some of the songs of yours that came out of that recording session, ones that became other people's standards, which is, you know, puts you out front as a composer.
Well, the ones that I myself composed, Doxy and Olio and Arigen, the things I did with Miles, I really can't put too much credence in myself. I guess I have to consider myself a composer of sorts. But I'm a guy that takes a lot from other people, other places. Occasionally I can hear something, I said, well, gee, that sounds completely original, but who knows, it probably isn't. I probably heard that too when I was a kid.
Saxophonist Sonny Rollins, the composer, and his tune Doxy, performed with Miles Davis in 1954. The conclusion to our conversation with Sonny Rollins in a moment on American Roots.
KAXE's pick from 76 continues with Danger from the Lajadu Sisters. Danger was the international debut from the Nigerian Identical Twins, one of the few female acts to break through the Nigerian music scene of the 1970s. The two blended Afro-funk, reggae, waka, and soul through blood harmonies. In this short six-song album, Danger delivers sharp social and political commentary and also marks the beginning of their collaboration with funk pioneer Biddy Wright. Songs like Amiibo challenge those in control, asking, "What have you done with your office of power, brother?" Other songs like Life's Gone Down Low bring it down with a hypnotic groove and harmonies in a minor key, while the politically charged and centerpiece to the album, Cashing In, pairs funky rhythms with biting observations about corruption and exploitation. 50 years later, Danger continues to be widely regarded as one of the greatest Nigerian albums ever recorded.
This is American Roots, where we've been revisiting a conversation with the late Sonny Rollins, a musician of Olympian talent and perseverance. Those are two things Rollins had in common with fellow tenor saxophonist John Coltrane, with whom he recorded the classic Tenor Madness in 1956.
Coltrane, of course, people looked at us at the time as sort of rivals because that was the way things are in jazz. Personally, we were great friends. Coltrane was one of my best friends in life. Coltrane's a beautiful person. He's really like a very spiritual guy, and it was a great privilege.
Like Coltrane, Sonny Rollins' spiritual side always shaped his music, and over the years he took time away from the scene to reflect, to hone his skills. The most noted sabbatical began in 1959, 2 years of solitary practice on Brooklyn's Williamsburg Bridge, resulting in the 1962 recording, The Bridge. In life, as in music, Sonny Rollins was in a constant state of self-improvement, studying Zen Buddhism in Japan and yoga in India. The loss of his wife, Lucille, in 2004 was devastating in another personal challenge. But in the end, he always returned to his spiritual center, music.
That's one of the things that I'm most proud of in my own life, that I was able to heed my own counsel. Even now, people say, why do you practice? You know everything, you know, this kind of stuff. But I'm seeking something higher. So that's why I practice. That's for today. But in life, I'm also seeking, because I've been through a lot in my life, and I was able to stop smoking and stop drinking, stop using drugs. All of those things were very important to me, and they showed me that there's something inside, your inner voice. You have to listen to it. And it's in music. Music is the same way. You know, I get glimpses of it at a time, and it's beautiful.
Your new recording, Roadshows Volume 1, you dug into great live performances over the last 30 years or so. How did you evaluate your own recordings? You're so critical. How did you pick the ones you could put on the CD?
Well, I was afraid you were going to ask that question. It wasn't an easy job. My dear wife, I had delegated that to her because she was she had a good musical ear, and it was about 40 plus years you were together. Mm. In this case, I listened to as much as I could, and then I had my producer, Clifton Anderson. He sort of suggested some things, but there's a lot of other things which I haven't listened to, which that was volume one, so hopefully there'll be more.
Sonny, what is it you would like to continue to seek beyond putting out some of the great live performances of your career up to this point? What do you still hope to improve upon?
Well, you know, I have a feeling that our great music, jazz, has still an important part to play in the evolution of humankind. And I'm involved in trying to create jazz which will further that along. Trying to reach the music myself, just in my own musical creation. There's things I'm still working on, my lost chord. I'm still seeking that. Mm-hmm. And as I get it more into focus, the whole picture comes into view. You know, and I'm grateful at whatever success I've had, of course, but I see more for me.
The towering saxophonist Sonny Rollins. We spoke to Sonny Rollins in 2008, and he retired from performing in 2014. He passed away on May 25, 2026. Let's get back down on the ground in our New Orleans homeland with a man who also lived in Harlem for much of his career, Danny Barker. The late troubadour has something to say about where cowboys and jazz are saddled to the same horse on American Roots.
I'm a cowboy, a fool cowboy, 'cause I ain't got weeds since my pin to pony has died. I feel so sad standing on the ground. I've spent all my life in a saddle. Best pal I had. You couldn't beat us rounding up cattle and those wild Mustang ponies. I'm a cowboy out in this prairie, 'cause I ain't got no horse to ride. No pony since my poor little horse has died. I feel so lonesome, yeah, standing on the ground, 'cause I've spent all my whole life sitting upon a saddle. Best little pal I had. You couldn't beat us rounding up cattle and those wild Mustang ponies. I'm a cowboy, a poor cowboy, 'cause I ain't got no horse to ride.
Stranger from Blue Rock, Montana, rode into town one day, and under his knees was a raging black stallion, and walking behind was a bay. The red-headed stranger had eyes like thunder, and his lips, they were sad and tight. His little lost love lay asleep on the hillside, and his heart was heavy as night. Don't cross him, don't boss him, he's wild in his sorrow, he's riding, hiding his pain. Don't fight him, don't spite him, just wait till tomorrow, maybe he'll ride on again. Yellow-haired lady leaned out of her window and watched as he passed her way. She drew back in fear at the sight of the stallion that cast greedy eyes on the bay. But how could she know that this dancing bay pony meant more to him than life? For this was the horse that his little lost darling had ridden when she was his wife. Don't cross him, don't boss him, he's wild in his sorrow, he's riding, hiding his pain. Don't fight him, don't spite him, just wait till tomorrow, maybe he'll ride on again. The yellow-haired lady came down to the tavern and looked up the stranger there. He bought her a drink and he gave her some money. He just didn't seem to care. She followed him out as he saddled his stallion and laughed as she grabbed at the bay. He shot her so quick they had no time to warn her, she never heard anyone say. Don't cross him, don't boss him, he's wild in his sorrow, he's riding, hiding his pain. Don't fight it, don't spite it, just wait till tomorrow, maybe he'll ride on again. A yellow-haired lady was buried at sunset. The stranger went free, of course, for you can't hang a man for killing a woman who's trying to steal your horse. Well, this is the tale of the red-headed stranger, and if he should pass your way, stay out of the path of the raging black stallion, and don't lay a hand on the bay. Don't cross him, don't boss him, he's wild in his sorrow, he's riding, hiding his pain. Don't fight it, don't spite it, just wait till tomorrow, maybe he'll ride on again.
Back to Basics in 1975 with Willie Nelson, his cowboy epic, The Red-Headed Stranger. In that episode, the cowboy shoots the lady because she messed with his horse. Willie Nelson, a jazz-influenced player, along with Danny Barker's I'm a Cowboy. And in that one, the horse dies. Tales of Love and Death. In that mood, here's some George Gershwin, a man beloved by many jazz players, maybe because the Brooklyn-born composer was inspired in part by sounds from across town in Harlem. This tune comes from Gershwin's folk opera, Porgy and Bess, played by the First Lady of the Piano, Mary Lou Williams. It Ain't Necessarily So on American Roots.
Thank you. east of the sun and west of the moon. We'll build a dream house of love, dear, near to the sun in the day, near to the moon at night. We'll live in a lovely way, dear, living on love and pale moonlight, just you and I, forever and a day. Love will not die, we'll keep it that way. Up among the stars we'll find a harmony of life to a lovely tune, east of the sun and west of the moon. Dear, east of the sun and west of the moon.
Traveling east of the sun and west of the moon. That jazz standard is a well-traveled song, from Ivy League a cappella groups to nightclub torch treatments. American Roots is produced at Tulane University School of Liberal Arts with support from the National Endowment for the Arts, the New Orleans Tourism and Culture Fund, and Jim Hart in Chicago. If you'd like to directly support American Roots archives and programs that stream 24/7 from our website, you can find out how at AmericanRoutes.org. I'm Nick Spitzer, and this is American Roots from PRX, Public Radio Exchange.
As KAXC celebrates 50 years, we thank the many voices who have filled the airwaves in northern Minnesota.
The 91.7 KAXC, Grand Rapids, Hibbing, Virginia, and Aiken. 89.5 in the Brainerd area, 105.3 in the Bemidji area, and audio streaming on the internet at kaxe.org.
I think I was about 10 years old when I first started going over there with my dad. My dad was a big baseball fan. He loved the game. And you'd go over to Marble, and there was that league that Marble was in was just a tough, tough league.
A lot of community support for locally grown food. So this is going to be a really neat program, a chance to ask a lot of questions.
Idle curiosity is an oxymoron.